Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 28th chapter. After the Sabbath, as the first day of the week was dawning, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to see the tomb. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord, descending from heaven, came and rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothing white as snow. For fear of him, the guards shook and became like dead men. But the angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid. I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here. For he has been raised, as he said. Come, see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples, 'He has been raised from the dead, and indeed he is going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him.' This is my message for you." So they left the tomb quickly with fear and great joy and ran to tell his disciples. Suddenly Jesus met them and said, "Greetings." And they came to him, took hold of his feet, and worshiped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me." The Gospel of the Lord. God will not let us stay dead. Since God will not let us stay dead, then death can no longer be the solutions to the problems we face. And should death not be the solution, but life is the solution, then perhaps we can fall in love with life again. God does not let us stay dead. The religious community in the place where Jesus had been crucified and died and had been buried was concerned about a story being made up. They were concerned that some of Jesus' followers were going to take the body of Jesus from the tomb. And then they were going to start this rumor that Jesus had been raised from the dead. Now, first of all, I know it shocks you that faith communities would start rumors, because it never happens in the church. But that was the concern for those followers of Jesus. Matthew wants to address that concern, is really worried that people might draw that conclusion, that since the body wasn't there, they had stolen the body and then were starting a rumor. So what Matthew does is gives us the two Marys. It's important to note the three events that the two Marys have attended. They were present when they saw Jesus die on the cross. They were present when they saw Jesus buried in the tomb, and they were present when they saw the resurrection take place. And so they could serve as witnesses that no one stole the body, but it happened just like Jesus said. He was raised from the dead. You see, God will not allow Jesus to stay dead. Just prior to the story of the burial of Jesus and the resurrection of Jesus, as Jesus dies on the cross, we hear that something happened in the other graves in the area as well. And as Jesus died, those who had already been dead and buried came alive in their tombs. And they remained in their tombs until Jesus had been resurrected, and then they came forth and encountered people in the community. So it's not that God will not allow Jesus to stay dead. God will not let any human being stay dead. It's not in God's nature to do that. For God desires life. Not being allowed to stay dead then helps us grasp the fact that death is not the solution. The threat of death is not a solution to the world's problems. The claim is made about Jesus in the Gospel of Matthew. The claim is that Jesus is the Son of God. And it's this claim about Jesus that first of all leads the religious leaders to make the decision to arrest him and have him killed. They want to do that because of that claim. And then we find out that after Jesus is arrested, they make the decision to kill him because he was claiming to be the Son of God. And finally, as Jesus is dying on the cross, he's mocked for that claim. Oh, you are the Son of God? Then why are you dying on the cross? That having a problem with this claim that Jesus was the Son of God is what led to Jesus' death. But notice, death doesn't work in the end in that story, does it? Because Jesus doesn't stay dead. He gets raised from the dead. And so death is not the solution. But how many times do we as a collective group of people or as a nation decide that the best way to solve a problem is by death? The best way to solve the problem of terrorism is by death. And yet listen to what one of their leaders, Muammar Alam, said one time, which is, we love death. It's not a deterrent. But also consider in your own lives, personally, how you can bring about the death of another. And the way that we can bring about the death of another is in the simple act of speaking poorly about another person. You see, speaking poorly about another person destroys reputation. And without a reputation, a person cannot engage in life in a way for them to survive, and it brings about their destruction. Think about the times when you say, I don't like that person. Interpret that. I don't like that person literally means I don't want that person to be who that person is. And if you don't want that person to be who they are, you don't want them to exist. You're wishing them away. How many times just so easily does it trip off of our tongues something negative about someone else? And we think that somehow, by speaking poorly of another person, we'll solve the problem. But death is not the solution. So God will not allow us to stay dead. And not being allowed to stay dead means that death is not what is going to solve our problems. So finally, it forces us to look at life. Now we see in this story that Mary Magdalene and the other Mary, can you imagine going through life being known as the other Mary? Talk about complexes of insecurity that way. There's the real Mary, I'm the other Mary. They're filled, we see in this text, with fear. And it's not uncommon for followers of Jesus to encounter fear in Matthew. It's not uncommon for them to doubt. That's part of what happens among God's people, those who follow Jesus. But at the same time, filled with fear, filled with doubt, we see that they take hold of his feet and they worship him. That in the midst of fear and doubt, they also worship. And what is it that they are worshiping at the moment? They are worshiping that Jesus is alive. They're worshiping, giving thanks for, celebrating life. Is it possible for each one of you to fall back in love with life again? Jürgen Moltmann challenges us to that. He said, it's not as much the fear of death that troubles us, because that's been around for a long time, but it's the fact that we have fallen out of love with life. I happened to be watching a show on television when I was on the stationary bike at the gym this week, and they were exploring a cave, and people were living in a cave. And it was amazing that in this cave they had like a cave, they had like an inside swimming pool and all this fun stuff. And in the family room of the cave, they showed the host of the TV show this crack in the ceiling, and in the crack they had shoved a wooden match. And they ask, what is that? In case you need a match, you just pull it off the ceiling, strike it, and then you can get the stove. He says, no. Said, we put that match in there, and if the match stays in the crack, that means the earth hasn't moved. And that is to confirm for us that this ground is solid ground. That match has been there, he says, for 27 years. It's a solid cave. Aren't we stuck in those caves? There's an earthquake, brothers and sisters. Not just one in this story, but two. The first happens when Jesus dies. The second happens when he is raised from the dead, and that angel can smugly sit up there on the stone and say, he told you it was going to happen. There's a seismic shift, a tectonic shift that changes the way things happen in the world. And it's a change that shakes our foundations and challenges us to fall in love with life again. The beauty of other people in your lives, the beauty of the diversity of the people in your lives, the beauty of how they come from different places and experiences. Enjoy the beauty of life. And if you can enjoy the beauty of that diversity of people, you create the possibility for community. And creating the possibility of community, it puts in front of us the possibility that we can actually together take on the problems we face and find a solution that works for everybody. Celebrate life again. When we proclaim Christ is risen, we proclaim that God does not let us die. When we proclaim Christ is risen, we proclaim that death is not the solution to our problems. And when we proclaim Christ is risen, we say we want to fall in love with life again. So be bold this week and proclaim Christ is risen.